This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 7 after the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan together here. Very nice to have them there. They are an important part of the DJV show podcast, which you can hear regularly. Find it at djvshow.com. Kara Schillen at the controls. In our studio in Washington, Victoria leads off with a trending story that just, I want to throw something.
I'm sorry. That's not my intention, but this is a crazy story. So a Colorado woman is facing a $500 fine from U.S. Customs and Border Protection because she saved the free apple that she received as a snack on her Delta Airlines flight on her way back to the United States from Paris. So at the end of her flight, the flight attendants passed out apples in plastic bags as a snack. So she put it in her carry-on because she figured, you know, she's got the second leg of the trip, so she'll eat it then. Right. Once she arrived in the U.S., she went through customs. Her bag was chosen to be randomly searched. And so a customs agent pulled out the apple in the plastic bag that had Delta's logo on it, so it was not just like a random apple. And so when she was questioned about the apple, she explained that she received it from the airline. She asked if she could throw it away or eat it. The customs agent allegedly said no and fined her $500 immediately for carrying undeclared fruit.
Now,
she may also,
a-hole.
I know, and she may, and she even offered to throw it out, and that wasn't good enough. So now she's also facing losing her global entry status.
It's time to be suing somebody.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
this guy should be fired on the spot. Fired on the spot. This is what gets people to hate, and I don't like using that word, hate authority, because it is so abused by idiots like that who have no common sense. It wasn't obviously ingrained in them when they went to be trained. If everybody on the plane has an apple, you pick one person out and you're going to give them a $500 fine for getting an apple on the plane. They're not bringing us, sneaking it in from
right.
some lurid place on the other side of the world. It's just stupid.
Did he
it
not
was
trust
sealed
her?
In a, in a,
yeah, it was sealed in a
white,
Delta bag.
Yeah.
In a plastic
wow.
Delta bag.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Well, if the rule is don't do this, then Delta
then
is partially
Delta
at fault.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so they shouldn't be giving out apples either, but
why?
It just seems like
if it's right, it just is the height of stupidity. It really is arrogance
yeah.
and stupidity. Okay, so now my blood pressure is up to a point where everything's going to get cleaned out. Jen, what do you
Let's
have?
Cool you down. It's a big week at the White House for the Trump administration. They've got lots of big visitors coming in. Emmanuel Macron is going to spend the beginning part of the week. The first, I think, 3 days of the week are spent at the White House by Emmanuel Macron. And this will be President Trump's first state dinner that he's hosted as part of his administration as president. Emmanuel Macron was all over television talking about how he is going to be urging the president to stay in the Iran deal. That seems to be the message of both of these visits. The second visit is Angela Merkel from Germany. She'll be coming to the White House later this week. I think Friday will be the day that she'll be coming to see the president. And both of them want him to stay in the Iran deal because they think it's a better solution than having no deal at all, even though it's not optimal. I think everybody can agree on
that. At the same time and have both of them to dinner.
You know, I don't know why he chose. Emmanuel Macron and Trump have this very close relationship
yes.
that surprises a lot of people.
Yeah.
And he can actually, I think, talk to President Trump better than most world leaders can. And so I think having them together, having a little one-on-one discussion will be pretty good, where Angela Merkel has a more icy, maybe, or not quite as warm relationship with the president. So she'll
Couldn't
be
have anything to do with his wife, though, so, right? Macron's
you'd have
wife.
To ask him that. I don't know. He doesn't seem threatened by Trump in any way. He seems to really like him.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. And why not?
Yeah.
All right. So here's the story of a Florida judge who berated a chronically ill woman in court because whatever she was in there for, she was having trouble breathing. And she then, the judge says, what's the matter with you? Don't you know how to treat your, some berating. And so she scolds this woman who dies 3 days later. And it's all over social media, everywhere. You look on Twitter, Facebook. This woman is a picture of the judge, whose name is Merrily Ehrlich, who now has decided she's going to, in the face of what she did and all the attention that was given last week to this, she's not going to return to the courthouse she put in for retirement, which sounds appropriate given the fact that she has a reputation for being belligerent and angry. And the woman that died had COPD, whether she was a smoker or whatever it is. You don't do, when something is obvious like that, when you're having trouble, and especially in this age, don't we have, isn't there almost a requirement to be more sensitive, even though some people are not? But you look at these things, and I know it's easy to judge on the surface. You don't really know what was going on behind the scenes. I don't even know what this woman was in the courthouse for. Anyway, she told her sister, the woman that was berated, I got treated like a dog in the courthouse. The judge was so cruel, they had to take her to the hospital. She was gasping for air. So, I don't know. I find that stuff, it's unnecessary. Here's another thing that'll drive you nuts. All right, you ready? This is being driven nuts twice. The story of Alexander Parker and Krisha Schmick, who were to be married over the weekend at a courthouse in Pennsylvania. They are high school sweethearts, giddy as they walked into the courthouse for their appointment to be married. And so they went into the courthouse, and they were all dressed up. And they're kind of looking at a picture of them. They're not exactly what you would consider. When you look at them, you wouldn't think they'd be attracted to one another. But you know what? Love is strange.
What does that mean? One of them's not good-looking? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. You make up your own mind.
Well,
what bothers me about this is that they're in front of the judge. And the judge, who was supposed to marry them, called ICE because they believe that one of the people, and I'm trying to see if I can ferret out the name, Alexander Parker is the name of the male, and he supposedly was in the country illegally, and so the judge called ICE and they came and arrested him. He was from Guatemala, apparently. He didn't have a green card yet. So he gave the judge some kind of ID. The judge looked at it and said, this is not right. So instead of marrying them, he calls ICE. And
that's interesting. You
know, they grab him. And it's so frustrating to know it's right. Because if anybody who's listened to me over the years knows how I am when it comes to immigration, I don't have a lot of tolerance for people who are here illegally that could easily get themselves taken care of. This guy didn't have a green card. He was working on it apparently, but he'd been around. He went to high school here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How are they high school sweethearts?
Yeah, right. They were just trying to get married, and the Krisha said they broke our hearts. They brought in the ICE agents, and apparently, Krisha said this wasn't the only time this guy had called. This isn't the only time this judge called ICE agents to the courtroom. So, if that was the case, why'd you go there? I guess if they knew that the judge was somebody who called immigration authorities whenever there's a question about someone that came into her courtroom. So Newsweek is on the case trying to do a story on it. They're trying to get to the judge, and she did not respond for comment. So what do we think? The two stories about these judges here. What do we think about judges in general, especially if they're elected? And then you talk about the business. The issue here is, I guess, about him not having status. And if you're going to be consistent, then you need to be consistent. So I guess I understand that. And this judge has been a stickler on people who come to her court being legal. But should they have been married or not? Was it the appropriate action of the judge to keep them from being married and actually getting ICE to come and arrest this guy?
Well, I don't know what the requirements are to be married. If he had married her, would he have gotten a green card? Like, does she have her papers in order? So,
yes.
Right.
If she's an American citizen, marry this guy, automatically becomes an American citizen.
And so then the question is, did the judge have reason to suspect that this wasn't up and up and that this was immigration fraud?
Mm-hmm, because it happens.
But they're high school sweethearts.
People marry. People, I know somebody who paid somebody $10,000, marry him, become an American citizen.
Right, and that happens all the time. But the person who's the immigrant in that situation, they're not deported. They're allowed to marry the person. So other judges, whatever I don't know what the requirements are, or if this guy just wants to be, if this judge just likes doing this.
Well, I want to clarify too, because I'm reading the story now. So he did have papers. They just didn't have them with him. So they had to run home, get the papers, come back, prove to the judge because he's in the U.S. legally, and then she offered to marry them after that, which they only accepted from her. Because I guess they weren't huge fans of her after that. They only accepted because the woman's aunt was in the state from New Jersey. I don't know. They came out of town to see the wedding.
They had the information finally, and they got it to the judge.
Yeah. So they were able to get it to the judge. But I don't know.
After the judge called ICE?
Yes. Then they were able to get the information.
20, all right, let's make it 19 after the hour, DJV time.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Oh, you melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, match services, oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Ah, 23 after the hour, one of the most recognizable themes in the history of modern entertainment, the theme from the James Bond movies, and we're using that as an entree into congratulating actress Rachel Weisz. Weisz. Anyway, you know her if you saw her. She's married to Daniel Craig, and at 48 years old, she's pregnant for the first time. They apparently are very happy to have this little human cooking in her body. Craig is 50. They've been married since 2011. Their first child together. Weisz is already a mom of a son who's 11 from her former partner, Darren Aronofsky,
the director. Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay. And Daniel Craig has a daughter who's 25. He was with actress Fiona Loudon. So Ella is the child from that. This is the first time they've had. Yeah, I know. They get around, right?
So 48. That's that story. That's some science at work.
For all of us old hats.
Help yourself. 25 past the hour. Music news with a focus on Taylor Swift. She is being stalked. And apparently her apartment in New York, Victoria, was broken into over the weekend. A stalker broke into her house and took a nap.
Yeah, they found this weirdo sleeping on her
couch. Roger Alvarado was on the couch. She lives in the Tribeca neighborhood.
Now, doesn't she have people living in her home? Like a staff?
I guess not.
Apparently not in this one, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from Homestead, Florida. He was arrested for stalking her before, apparently. Was that right?
Apparently, February 13th, he broke her front door with a shovel. He was trying break in, and then he was somehow, this time, he didn't really need to do damage. He was just in the apartment.
How'd he get
in? I don't know. I guess there are other apartments in the building, so maybe he buzzed other apartments and someone let him in, and then he broke into hers. I don't know, but she obviously needs to step up her security.
Yeah. Well,
she just had that other guy who robbed a bank and drove
Hills.
and drove
the money.
Drove to her house in Rhode Island. He was apparently going to
love
propose.
Me like that.
I know he was going to propose to her, Jen.
And
her house in California has been broken into a few times.
I'm amazed though, because if she's like doesn't she have like an entire floor of that building? Like she's got a huge apartment.
Yeah.
You would think that there would be a doorman. So even if someone else buzzed him in, then he should have had to go through someone else. I'm so confused.
Actually, she doesn't have a doorman. And those old Tribeca buildings, not all of them, like they're loft spaces, and so they don't have doormen.
Wow.
Maybe
she should get one.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Just get a personal one to stand outside of her door.
Right.
Or move to a place where there's more security. Although those lofts are kind of cool down there, that part of town. They really are. All right, another musical focus. This one requires us, doesn't require, but my suggestion would be to hold a good thought for Roberta Flack, who was rushed to a hospital over the weekend after cutting short her appearance at the Apollo Theater. She was not feeling well. She's 81. She was taken to Harlem Hospital in an ambulance, felt dizzy. She was to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Jazz Foundation of America. She was released from the hospital after they checked her out. She was feeling better, but she went to another hospital for observation by her own doctors. Remember this song, Killing Me Softly? There's another song, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. I didn't care that much for either of those two, but Where Is the Love is a good song. If you remember this song, this is a sweet kind of
song. Why can't I see you in your pickup truck with the windows open just singing at the top
this
of your
one?
Lungs?
Yeah, I mean, this one would be someone I'd, this would be someone I'd think I'd sing.
Well, we are holding good thought for her. She had a stroke in 2016, so the doctors are hoping.
I remember that.
Yeah, they're hoping that it's not connected to that.
Right, okay. Well, if she's dizzy, that's something to be something to underscore from what we were talking about earlier, aneurysms and things, circulatory problems. You need to get those checked very thoroughly. Ultrasound, the only way to know what's going on in those areas. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
In this week's automotive news, do you like big sound inside your car? The new Toyota Avalon may be the vehicle for you. It has the biggest subwoofer in history that anybody's put inside an Avalon. The new JBL sound system also has four tweeters to enhance the sound of music that you play. Toyota has also created sound dampening systems that use three microphones inside the cabin in a quiet technology system that also pumps the new exhaust sound from the Avalon inside the vehicle. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-440-2572. 1-800-440-2572. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-440-2572, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Got a nice note from a lady named Cynthia Kaplan, who is calling attention to the wisdom she gets by listening to the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Wisdom comes from knowledge and experience, I believe. And also there's a certain amount of reflection involved in wisdom. A lot of people learn things, but they don't put them into practice. You know, we go to school, we learn a lot of things, and then you forget about them, and you wonder, why did I even bother? Why do they teach us those things? There are some learned experiences that come, and they, I think, amount to, or they bring us around to making intelligent changes in our life. And I don't know whether that's, it comes, some things that we learn younger, maybe they ought to be repeated as we get older. Does that make sense to you when you work things out? Because you might be told about something. Your parents, your father says, I'm telling you, blah, blah, and you don't pay any attention to him. But then later on, you find out he was right. We all go through those experiences.
I think that happens all the time.
I think you're right about that.
And then you go, gosh, I wish I would have listened more.
We were talking about Rachel Weiss, they're married to Daniel Craig, having a baby. We're going to talk, is there an age at which mothers have more likelihood of having postpartum depression? There's a lot of work being done in this area, so we're going to talk about it in a few minutes here on the DJV show. In the meantime, it's time for food news. Jennifer, one of the basic food, I think, very, how many different food categories are there? The government says basic foods include protein,
wine, bread, and wine.
Wine.
So I have
right.
four.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's rosé season. Mm-hmm. Target is releasing a new exclusive rosé. So this is a $5 bottle of wine at Target. I didn't even know Target sold wine.
Yeah.
I know they do.
They sell a lot of wine.
Do they? I don't think they do around here.
Not in New Jersey.
No,
you guys on the East Coast, you don't enjoy us, our shopping habits like
well,
we are heathens on the
have,
West.
Don't rub it in. Trader Joe's has wine here in Framingham and most areas.
Not in New York, New Jersey.
Any Trader Joe's I've ever been into has had wine, but apparently not in New Jersey. So what's the...
We have a medical marijuana store on Fifth Avenue in New York City, but we cannot buy wine at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, Maryland is even weirder. I don't. Can you sell it at any grocery stores, or is
no.
it completely... Yeah, so
no.
Maryland...
Well, you know that wine that has like 1% alcohol in it?
Okay, well, that doesn't
yeah,
count. That's not wine.
You can buy at Whole Foods in some place in California.
You can buy beer. But
you can buy wine and beer.
Yeah, in D.C. and Virginia, you can buy beer and wine at grocery stores. But in Maryland, there's this really weird law where at one franchise, one of every franchise in the store, so the Shoppers, the Giants, Trader Joe's, at one of them in the state, you can sell alcohol. But only one. So if you're lucky enough to have the one near you, then it's fine. But it's just, it's so stupid. It's such an outdated law. And I'm like, come on, just let me buy my alcohol with my food and be happy.
I wonder if you can order this online. I bet not, probably, right?
Yeah.
You can't buy wine on. Can you buy alcohol online?
Yes, but it's a whole process because you have to have a signature for delivery and all of that. But if you do have the opportunity to go to Target or Trader Joe's or whatever for these discounts, try the rosé. I always think white wines are a little easier to buy at less of a price because they're a little more forgiving, because a terrible white is not as bad as a terrible red. So try it out and see what's good. You don't need to spend a lot of money to find wine that you enjoy.
I'm so not. I don't even begin to understand what you're talking about.
What?
White and rosé. What? What are you...
What was confusing about what Jen just said? Nothing.
I don't know. Chardonnay, what color is Pinot Grigio?
White.
What color is Chardonnay?
White.
White. Are you new to the planet? I know you like aliens and everything. Maybe you are one. Maybe that's the whole crux of it. You are an alien. That's
maybe
the whole
that's
time.
My
that's
problem.
What it is. That's
yes.
what it is.
All right. So, Kara, you tended. Kara does a little extra. On the side, she's a bartender. So where did you go this weekend? Where'd you serve to whomever?
I worked a wedding, and it had, like, the nicest bar I have ever seen at a wedding.
Really?
We went through it. Yeah, they had, like, three kinds of cognacs and some scotch and some other stuff, and that's some expensive liquor. We went through, like, seven bottles of Hennessy, which
wow.
was very
what's Hennessy?
It's a cognac.
Really?
Yeah, so it's... Yeah, it was very expensive, and I made some good tips, which was
so
nice.
So you have
we
a little...
We didn't sell a lot of wine, because people were focused on the liquors and not the wine.
After the event's over, can you have a little... Can you drink some of this?
If I want to get fired. I mean, if I I know some people do it very discreetly, but I do not, because I mostly at that point, it's like 1:30 a.m., and I'm just trying to get home, and
you've
I have to
drive too,
so
yeah.
I'm not trying to drink any high alcohol content liquor.
All right, I'm trying to figure out what this woman... who just died over the weekend at the age of 117, what her eating habits were. One of the healthiest countries in the world is Japan. And a lady named Nabi Tajima died over the weekend. She was born August 4th, 1900. Raised seven sons, two daughters, had 160 descendants. She had great, great, great grandchildren. She became the world's oldest living person in September. with the death of Violet Brown, who lived in Jamaica. She also was 117 at the time. There's some video that was on Japanese TV showing this lady moving her hands to the beat of music played by traditional Japanese instruments at a ceremony to mark the achievement of her becoming the oldest person living on the planet. The gerontology research group says that another Japanese woman named Chaiko Miyako is the oldest, will be the oldest person anyway. So happy
and
birthday.
She's 117 as well.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
just crazy.
So right. Is that the lucky number or unlucky, since that's apparently when
everyone dies?
That's the last stop, so I don't know.
All right. Okay. For those of you who've ever known, maybe you've suffered it yourself, or if you've known anybody that's gone through postpartum depression, you're going to want to listen to the next few minutes of the DJB show, so stand by for that, please.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, the time here is 44 after the hour on the DJV show. Dr. Nicole Benders-Hadi is here with us. This is an important, very important psychological and physical, at least as far as what I know about it, has both psychiatric and real physical ramifications. Dr. Bender is board certified at Johns Hopkins University, so the medical school there certainly would give us an entree into credibility here. Dr. Bender's Hattie, you're a mom. Shall I assume that you are a mother?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. And have you known people in your family, friends, your circle who have gone through postpartum depression?
I have. Postpartum depression can affect up to 1 in 5 women who have recently given birth. So it's very highly prevalent and something that we should be talking more about.
So what is it? Am I right? I will fess up here. My wife, when she had one of our children, was depressed for a while. My niece became depressed upon having one of her children. I've seen it, and I am not sure whether it's physical or emotional or both.
Well, it certainly can be both. You know, it's unclear what the exact cause is, but it's really thought to be a combination of physical and emotional factors. You know, right after birth, levels of progesterone in a new mom's body drop suddenly, so that can certainly contribute to mood changes, but also things like sleep deprivation and any history of mental health issues can also impact whether postpartum depression develops.
All right, so you're a psychiatrist. Do you believe that all mothers should be interviewed or surveyed or checked out for this after they've had a child, like immediately in the hospital?
I do. There's legislation going on across the country now looking to mandate screening for postpartum depression. I think that we're not asking these questions enough, and the more screenings we can do, the more likely we'll be able to identify cases and get moms the treatment and help that they really need.
When you say screening, what happens during a screening? For mothers that are going into the hospital that might, if they have a history with their family, what might they expect?
Sure. So postpartum depression is diagnosed by a doctor who you meet with to talk to you about how you've been feeling. You know, symptoms can include more than your typical baby blues or normal ups and downs. Moms with postpartum depression can report significant changes in your diet, your appetite, intense sadness or irritability, or inability to bond with the baby. Those are the types of screening questions that we really look to make the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. And what about the younger you are or the older you are? We're talking about Rachel Weiss, who's 48. Sometimes young children in their teen years, they're having babies. Is there an age factor here?
There's not. Postpartum depression can impact all types of moms. You know, like I said before, it is important to evaluate whether you have any history of mental health issues because that does increase the likelihood, but all ages should be evaluated.
Mm-hmm. And how do you, if you're doing this, what's the approach you take?
I really want to engage in a conversation with a mom, you know, talk to her about how she's feeling. Lots of moms may feel that they should be nothing but happy and joyous after having a baby, but for some moms, that's just simply not the case. So to begin to have that open conversation about how she's feeling, how she's coping, how much support she has around her, those are the types of questions I'm interested in asking as a psychiatrist.
Jennifer and Victoria, 1 out of 5 women in this country have this problem. I had no idea that it was that serious, frankly.
Has it always been that number, do you think, or is it just that we're more aware of it now?
Doctor?
I think it's probably a combination of both. You know, the more we're asking these questions, the more we're identifying the issue to really improve access to care.
All right, if you want more information... Yeah, it is. Mental health, Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week is this week. Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week. Sorry, no, it's next week. I was thinking this week. No, next week, April 30th to the 6th. For more information on this, important information is available at doctorondemand.com. That's doctorondemand.com. Dr. Nicole Bender's-Hadi, thank you for this. A good wake-up call for a lot of moms or moms-to-be. 10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One of my favorite radio themes from one of my favorite radio programs, Tom Kreitler presents the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. His Money Pit, your Money Pit, we all have Money Pits. I spent the weekend, Tommy, cleaning up one of my guys on the farm, and I literally filled 4 dump trucks with wood that we can actually burn.
Well, that's
great. Then I had my chipper going to clean up the stuff, you know, most everybody doesn't have a chipper, but I have it because we need it on the fields. But the mess that we've just now cleaned up and the pile of brush along the roadways all over town that the town's going to have to grind up, it really is. Most people don't understand what happens. Why, you know, we take all of this stuff for granted till you have a circumstance like people with roofs that were caved in because of big trees falling on them, that kind of stuff. What do you do in that circumstance? If something like that happens, how easy is it to repair, or how extensively do you have to dig around, if you will? You got to dig around.
So you fell on your house, like what would be your sort of next steps?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the best steps are before that storm hits and looking at those at-risk trees and those.
Go to Florida. Trees. That's what you do. Okay.
Yeah. Look for those opportunities to keep things trimmed back. But, you know, if you do get something like that, I mean, first of all, hopefully you have homeowner's insurance, so you're going to want to document this with photographs. You got to be really careful when you try to do this stuff yourself, especially if you're trying to pull a tree off of, a roof or somewhere where, you know, gravity counts. Yeah. You've got electrical wires that can get in the way. So it's the kind of thing you'd be very careful of. But, I mean, the first thing to do is obviously to protect the house from further damage. And typically, if you do contact your insurance company, even if the adjuster's not out there yet, they'll authorize you to take steps and pay for those steps to make sure that you eliminate the immediate risk and that the house does not become further damaged in the event of a storm. But you have to make a decision as to whether or not you're going to work with the insurance company adjuster directly or if you're going to hire a public adjuster. Now, public adjusters, if you get a good one, they can be very helpful because they work on a percentage of the claim. And typically, they're going to find, you know, every single thing that needs to be repaired as a part of that and things that people don't think about. You know, like if you did have a branch that went through the roof and you got a leak, I mean, well, it's replacing the drywall. How many layers of paint do you have to put it on? What about the insulation? What about the wiring? I mean, these guys miss nothing to make sure that you get every dime that you're entitled to. And I think one of the most valuable services is that they become the ones that negotiate with these deadbeat insurance companies that take all your money and don't want to pay a dime.
Exactly.
And then drop you, you know? Yeah. So I think that those are the kinds of things you need to think about if you have some storm damage.
Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter from the Money Pit. It's newsletter at moneypit.com. This issue has a beautiful, beautiful old sink filled with the violets. And so you're suggesting that it's this time of year to be growing things inside and outside, being creative, because springtime lends itself to this, right?
Yeah, and if you don't have the yard, even if you got a balcony or you're in an apartment and you got a little patio, you can create a beautiful container garden. There's nothing you can't grow in a container garden. You know, flowers, vegetables, spices, you know, all sorts of things. Yeah.
So check out that suggestion and sign up for the Money Pit newsletter at moneypit.com. You can call a question in, too, by the way, anytime, day or night, to 888-MONEYPIT for a good, solid answer from Leslie Segretti or from Tom at the Money Pit. Question from Karen, who had a hallway laundry closet built, but the contractor didn't put in a vent. What a dummy. How do you get away with that?
How'd that happen?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, how'd that happen?
Well, this laundry closet seems to be like in the middle of her ranch house. The good news is she could either go down to the basement and out or up to the attic. But here's the trick. When you put ducting in for your dryer, first of all, you want it to be solid metal ducting. You do not want to use flex ducting because it tends to trap.
Plug up.
Plug up, and you can't clean it. You can't use a lint brush inside that thing. Yeah. So you want to use solid ducting. And secondly, you want to have as few turns as possible. Here's a little factoid for you. Every time you put an elbow in that duct, it's equivalent to 15 feet of straight duct in terms of resistance.
Really?
So one corner like that, one 90-degree turn, is like having another 15 feet of duct to go through. So as few turns as possible, and always use metal ducting. 15 feet's not as big a deal as it sounds. I would probably suggest going down to the basement, out in between the floor joists, and then out the box beam, and that should do it just fine.
Out the box beam?
Yeah, that's the
beam.
You've
got to cut a hole in the side of the
lower house. Yeah, you've got to cut a hole in it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But you can do it. You can flash it. You know, there's lots of things.
And one of the good things about it is mice will come in to the vent, and they'll stay warm all winter every time you do the
not
clothes.
If you use the right kind of dryer vent. It has a screen to prevent the rodents from coming in, Doug.
Shucks, doggone it. Check out the Money Pit, moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.